This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Iran's Revolutionary Guard seized a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz on Saturday after Tehran said it could close the crucial shipping route and warned it would retaliate for a suspected Israeli strike on its Syria consulate. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
Video obtained by Reuters showed a helicopter hovering over the vessel, which Iran said was linked with Israel. It comes days after Tehran said it could close the crucial shipping route and warned it would retaliate for a suspected Israeli attack on an Iranian consulate in Damascus. A video claiming to show the seizure included a figure abseiling from a helicopter onto the ship. The vessel's operator confirmed Iran had seized the ship. It said it was working with the relevant authorities for its safe return and the well-being of its 25 crew members. The incident comes amid rising regional tensions since the start of Israel's campaign in Gaza in October.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. At least six people were killed in a deadly stabbing attack at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A man's been fatally shot after stabbing at least six people to death in a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. The suspect injured many more, including a baby, and footage from the scene shows scared people streaming out of the mall. New South Wales police confirms the threat is over, and during a press conference about the investigation and the suspect, Police Commissioner Karen Webb says the incident is not believed to be linked to terrorism.
If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Addressing the public after the attack, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese praised the police inspector who took out the suspect at the scene.
She is certainly a hero. There's no doubt that she saved lives through her action.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
This is VOA News. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate plans to fight payout to the families of Brown and Goldman. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
O.J. Simpson made his longtime lawyer Malcolm Laverne his estate executor. The will named Simpson's four children as beneficiaries and notes that all his property went into a trust created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal he specifically did not want the parents of murder victim Ron Goldman to see any money from Simpson's estate. The Goldmans and the family of Simpson's ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson won a $33 million judgment against the former NFL star in 1997 after he was acquitted of murder in the criminal trial surrounding their deaths. Simpson was later found guilty and jailed for a 2007 robbery. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Joe Biden is returning to the White House to meet with his national security team and monitor the situation in the Middle East. Soon after the White House announced the change of plans Saturday, the Pentagon reported that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had spoken with his Israeli counterpart, quote, to discuss urgent regional threats. Tensions have escalated since a suspected Israeli strike this month on an Iranian consular building in Syria killed 12 people, including senior Iranian generals. The U.S. House of Representatives passes reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagu says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Holy See has formally protested to France after a French court ruled that a former high-ranking Vatican official was liable for what the court determined to be the wrongful dismissal of a nun from a religious order. In a statement Saturday, the Vatican said it had received no notification of any such verdict, but it said the ruling nevertheless represents, quote, a grave violation of the right to religious freedom. According to French media, the Lorient Tribunal on April 3rd ruled in favor of the nun who was forced to leave her religious order after a Vatican investigation. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.